Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity and privilege I have to be back with you again. I want to thank you for tuning in this way today and hope and pray the Lord to bless you. I hope and pray you telling others to tune us in, to be able to tune in the broadcast and to listen what the Lord wants to speak to their heart about. And I'm thankful for the Word of God. I know I'm nothing, and I tell you, I don't claim to be anything, but I do declare that I'm saved. I'm thankful that I'm saved. I've been born again. I tell you, I've been born with the Spirit of God. I tell you, Jesus saved my soul. He changed my course, made me a new creature, called me to preach. And I tell you, that's what I'm going to do today. I tell you, I'm going to preach as long as God lets me preach and gives me breath to preach. I'm going to preach it. I'm going to speak it. Just like he told Jeremiah, he said, you tell him everything I've told you. He said, don't diminish your word. He said, don't worry about their faces and the looks that they have. He said, you just preach the word. You give them what I told you to give them. And so that's what I plan to do. I plan to be obedient unto the Lord and to follow him, do his will, do his work. And I know God will take care of everything else, because I'm not here to please man. I'm not here to try to look good, sound good. I tell you, I'm not doing this for pats on the back. I'm not asking anybody's money. I'm not looking for money. I tell you, I'm looking for souls to be saved. And I'm looking for God's people to be blessed and be fed, and that they would go out and win souls, because we got but a short time. And what we do, we got to do it now. We got to do it quickly, because time is running out. I tell you, we don't know the day or hour, but I know we're living in the times. I do believe that. I believe we're living in the Saturday evening of time. I tell you, the Saturday evening time before the Lord Jesus comes. I mean, right when he comes, the Bible talked about that. In the time of the seventh church there in Revelation, I believe we're living in the last days. And what I'm trying to say, that I believe we're living in the last days, and I believe he's coming soon. And what we do, we got to do it now. We got to get busy by our Father's business. God saved us for service. He didn't save us to go around and to try to please our flesh and to run the way the world runs. But no, he called us to be separate. Thus saith the Lord, touch not, handle not the unclean thing. He said, I'm going to send you out, but we're not to be partakers with them. God saved our soul. I tell you, he didn't take us out of the world, but I tell you, he took the love of the world out of us. I tell you, when he gave us something better. I tell you, when he gave us salvation, when he gave us eternal life, I tell you, we don't sing the praises of the world no more. I tell you, we sing a different song. I tell you, we sing the praises of the Lord. I tell you, we sing his praises, and we give thanks and honor to him, and he's the reason why we live. And I tell you, people ought to take note of that. I tell you, because if that's who you're living for, and I tell you, that's who's first in your life, that's who you're going to talk about. I tell you, that's what you're going to go around telling people. And I tell you, that's what your conversation is going to be. Somehow or another, it's going to come up, and you're going to talk about the Lord. I tell you, some people are so bound up with this and that, and that's all they talk about. But I tell you, I'm thankful to know that I've been born again, and I love the Lord. And I tell you, he is the Lord of my life, and I'm trying my best to be sure that he's first in my life. I tell you, I'm trying to just give it all over to him, submit myself unto him, surrender all to him, that he might use me. I tell you, I'm nothing, but he's everything. If I'm a yielded vessel unto him, I know that he can use me. I know he can open up my mind and my heart, and open up my mouth and let me speak what he wants to speak through me if I just be yielded to him. And I tell you, I don't want to have anything to do with it. I tell you, I don't want to try to build up some kind of sermon or try to do something to be impressive or anything like that. I don't have time for that. I tell you, but I've come to do what the Lord wants me to do and say what the Lord wants me to say. And I tell you, if I'm just waiting on him and yielded to him, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will bring out what needs to be said. And so that's why I'm here today. That's why I'm preaching on the radio today, is to do what God wants me to do, and that he might speak through me, that he might deal with your heart today. You see, I'm so thankful that the Lord used a man of God that preached to me. I tell you, he preached to me. God used him to speak to my heart, you see, to be able to let me see that I was a sinner. I was lost, I was hell bound, and I had no hope. And if I died in my condition, I would die in sin and go to hell. I'm thankful that it was a faithful man of God. I'm thankful for others too that were faithful, children of God, and people that were praying for me. And I'll tell you, I'm so thankful God dealt with my heart and saved my soul. And I'll tell you, I'm doing the same thing today, doing my best to preach to this word unto the lost and dying world. I know the Lord has called me to preach on this radio. He's called me to go out and cry loud and spare not and lift up my voice and sound like a trumpet that people may see their sins and their selves. And I tell you, that's what it takes for all of us to see ourselves as the Word of God. And I'm so thankful that the Spirit of God takes the two-edged sword, the good Word of God, and I tell you, to let us see ourselves and see where we stand with God. And I tell you, if we're honest about it, then we can get help. I tell you, if you're not saved, you can get saved as you're honest that you're not saved, that you need to be saved, that you need to be born again. And I tell you, when you really want that above everything and you bring your broken heart and a contrite spirit, then God will have mercy on you. He'll save you. He'll change you. I tell you, cut out that old heart of stone, put a fleshly heart in you, that he might write upon the fleshly tables your heart the precious Word of God that you'll never forget and you'll never get over. I tell you, when you get born of the Word of God, being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but the incorruptible seed by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Thank God we have the Word of God today. And I tell you, when you get born of it, you love it. I tell you, when you get born of it, you want to tell someone about it. When you get born of it, you want to let everybody know. I tell you, you want to share it with them. I tell you, you want to let them know. I tell you, even your worst enemies that you had in time past, you want them to get saved. You want to explain unto them how wonderful it is to be saved. Because when you do get saved, he gives you a new heart and you don't have the heart of hate. I tell you, you got a heart of forgiveness. You want to forgive people. You want to be long-suffering with people. You want to be merciful to people. And I tell you, when you get saved, you're a brand new creature in Christ. I tell you, he makes you a new creature. And he changes you. I tell you, he changes your thought process. What happens when he gives you a new heart, all that comes out. You say whatever's in your heart will come out. You say whatever's in the well of the heart will come out of the bucket of the mouth. I tell you, I believe I heard Brother Vernon McGee talk about that. And it's so, whatever's in the heart will come out of the mouth. And I tell you, that's how you know where people stand. That's how you know what way people feel about you sometimes. I tell you, things people say, a lot of times they don't mean or they get angry, but there's things that's in people's heart and it comes out. You see, because of the fact, that's the way this flesh is. And so we all got to be careful of that. Be sure that we get our heart clean and keep it clean and keep our heart with all diligence. For out of it flow the issues of life. When he gave me a new heart, I've been a brand new creature ever since. But I tell you, the devil constantly works on my flesh and constantly trying to work on me. And I tell you, I got to constantly put the flesh down because the flesh rises up, you see. I tell you, the things that's in this old flesh, and I tell you, trying to cause things and problems in my heart, and I don't need it, don't have time for it. I don't have time to have bitterness in my heart or any kind of hate or ought. I don't have any in my heart. And I tell you, I don't have time for it because the work is great. And I tell you, we can't get the work done like that. I tell you, we got to love each other, pray for one another. And I tell you, we got to pray for the work of God. And I tell you, we got to want the best for everyone. We got to want the best for everyone. We got to pray for everyone and bear one another's burdens. And I tell you, we got to be honest with one another too. And I tell you, we got to see ourselves and confess our sins to God. The Bible said if we do, God is faithful and just to cleanse us of our sins. If we don't ask our brother, and if we can't forgive our brother or sister their trespasses, the Bible said, neither will the Lord forgive you yours. And a lot of times it's not so much forgiving your brother, but it's seeing yourself that you might also come and ask for forgiveness and apologize for what you've done and how you acted and the way you've conducted yourself. And I tell you, if we all do that, then I tell you, well, that's going the work of God would be able to be done. And I tell you, the work would be able to work together, you see. We're the workmanship of the Lord Jesus Christ, we that are saved. And I tell you, we got to work one in one, you see, hand in hand. You know, one member with another member. And there'd be no schism in the body. But today, I'm thankful that I'm saved. And I'm out for souls to be saved. And that's why I'm here today to preach the precious Word of God. I tell you, that's what's going to quicken you and make you alive. Let me tell you, my friend, if you've never been saved, you're still dead in trespasses and sin. I tell you, don't matter how many times you've been baptized in the water, don't matter how many times you joined the church, it don't matter how much you've gave, how much money you've given, what kind of labors that you have as far as going out and trying to do and these types of things. I tell you, they're not good enough to get you to heaven. There's only one way to earth, from earth to heaven, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's the one that paid the price. He's the one that tasted death, hell, and the grave for us. He's the one that bore our own sin in His body on the tree and become that sacrifice for sin that God could accept, that we will be able to get into the holiest of holies. I'm talking about heaven itself, where God is. I tell you, that's because of Jesus dying for our sin. But we have to trust in Him. You got to believe on Him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. And that's more than just the mind belief. That's what the heart man believeth on the righteousness, and the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I tell you, it's got to get to the depths of your soul. Your heart's got to be broken, contrite. You got to come before God knowing you're a sinner and pleading for the mercy of God, that He would have mercy upon you, save your soul. And when you do, when you pray like that, I tell you, when you give it all up, I tell you, the Bible said He'll save you. The Bible said God saveth such that be of a broken heart, and saveth such that be of a contrite spirit. That's what He's looking for. He's looking for the broken heart. He's looking for you to get sick of yourself. He's looking for you to get sick of the world and the pleasure of sin for a season. And I tell you, we willing to turn your back on that and seek God and to want Him above life itself and to have true salvation, have true life, and be truly satisfied by what God does when He saves your soul. If you'll come to Him like that, I tell you, He'll forgive you and save you and give you this free gift of eternal life. Now, if it's a gift, it means you don't work for it. It's a gift that's given to you. You understand me today? It's a gift that's given to you. You can't work for it. You can't be good enough to receive it. And neither do you deserve it. And that's why we're saved by grace. You see, it's by grace, because we don't deserve it. And we can't do it on our own. The Bible said that grace is the unmerited favor. And I tell you, that's something we can't work for, something we can't do on our own. It's a gift that's given. And I tell you, Jesus did that. Jesus gives the new heart. You see, He's the one that died on the cross of Calvary. On the cross of Calvary, you see, it's by grace are we saved through faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you see. It's by grace through faith. Not of works, lest any man should boast. It's the gift of God. So it's a gift today. And all you got to do is receive this gift. But you got to be honest about yourself. You got to see yourself. You got to see your loss. You got to understand this today, you see. And I tell you, when you do get saved, He'll baptize you in the Holy Spirit. That's the Bible talked about, Ephesians 4, by one faith, one Lord, one baptism. That one baptism is the one that's going to get you to heaven, and that's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. There's different baptisms mentioned. We talked about this before, but there's only one that's essential, you see. There's one Lord, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, you see. There's one faith, that's in the Lord Jesus Christ, you see. It's only through Him. And I tell you, there's one baptism that's done by Jesus. I tell you, we've been baptized into His body, you see. We've been baptized by the Spirit of God. And so that's the spiritual birth. The Bible said in John, the Baptist said, I indeed baptize you with water, but one coming after me, preferred before me, that will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That's the Lord Jesus. My friend today, my time's so quickly coming and going today, but my prayer to God is that you get saved. Get by yourself somewhere. Pray. Get in a closet somewhere. If you're in a vehicle, pull off the side of the road and pray. I think fall on your face before God and be willing to give it all up. As God's speaking your heart, drawing your heart, don't let up. I tell you, just cry out to Him and confess your sin to Him. Be willing to give it all up. He'll save you. God bless you. I say my time's quick and come and gone. Write to me. Let me know if you have been saved, what the Lord's done for you. God bless you in Jesus' precious name, and amen.